Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome a colleague whose name is Paula Vale. She's a Reiki practitioner and teacher and the founder of Wellness Inspired, where she offers healing and empowerment to men, women, and even animals. For over 10 years, Paula has practiced Reiki with passion and integrity, striving to teach the true essence of Reiki and to share the gift of healing with others. Paula is a worldwide radio host, speaker, author, and Reiki practitioner mentor. She says, "I want to be a source of positive energy in the world, a source of caring and positive attitude. It's so expansive what Reiki does and what it can help with. Beyond words, wonderful, actually." She worked for 27 years at a local restaurant, which she eventually bought and ran successfully for several years. Paula first discovered Reiki when her beloved family dog became ill. Someone suggested that she learn it, and things took off from there. Today, in addition to her Reiki practice, Paula is host of For the Love of Reiki on Voice America and Why Am I So Happy on BBS Radio Network. In 2015, Paula was featured in the Woman of Distinction magazine and appeared on a billboard in New York City's Times Square by the Continental Who's Who's organization as Pinnacle Professional. Paula's business, Wellness Inspired, was voted the best of Tacoma in the wellness category 3 years in a row, earning its place in the Hall of Fame. For more information on Paula, you can visit her website, which is on the World Wide Web at wellnessinspired.com. And her additional website is www.paulavnetwork.com, V as in veil. And so let me welcome Paula. Paula, once again, how are you tonight?
Hi, thank you so much. Doing great. I'm so honored to be on your show, David. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure, and likewise, it was an honor to be on your show, and I thank you for that opportunity.
Yes.
So tell me, you have a new show. What is it?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And I'm so love that we're going to talk about positive energy and mindset. I really believe, open the door and what's going to happen. My new show, I was interviewed for, I had an interview with WBTVN, which is a women's broadcast television network, and it's reaching 11.5 million households, amazing founders. One of the co-founders, actually the one who contacted me, was Shay Vaughn, mother of the actor I love, Vince Vaughn. And after the interview, she said, "Paula, it's time to move into TV." So I have a new show that's just beginning.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so excited. So
you
honored.
Sound,
yes,
that's wonderful.
Yes.
Tell us about the show.
The name of the show is Choices, Finding Your Joy. with Paula Vail, and I really had a lot of thought on, you know, what should I call my show. But, you know, David, you know, as we've discussed, our attitude, positive attitude, what we put out there, choices we make with our thoughts, our actions, our words, it sets a direction, and it does so much. So that's why I gave the show the name it is, Choices, because we control what choices we make. So yes, I'm really, really excited. I still can't believe it. I'm still pinching myself.
When did it begin?
My first show just aired the 27th of November. My next show will be December 10th. I'm doing two shows a month, and it's going to be the second Saturday and the last Sunday of every month at 3 p.m. So I'm going to start out with two shows a month. So I'm learning all the video recording and all of that, which is really fun. And yeah, and we'll just go with it and just have fun. I already love everybody connected with the network, and it's going to be really fun to see what this manifests and the amazing connections and interviews it's going to bring.
Oh, that is great. How can people find the network, Paula?
It is WBTVN.tv, and actually my show page is www.wbtvn.tv/findingyourjoy, and that will take you to my show page. And the shows are they're available, you know, internet channels, Roku, Hulu, Apple TV, cable stations throughout the U.S. So, you know, basically just, and I don't know a lot about that yet. I just have been so busy with kind of putting it all together. So I will be ending my Voice America show in 2 weeks, which will be tough because I've done it for 2.5 years. I'll continue my BBS show, Why Am I So Happy? But, you know, I have to fit the time. So, yes.
Well, it's all a matter of setting priorities, isn't it? And moving in new directions all the time.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. I love the name of the show. You know, it's so empowering because everything that comes along involves a matter of making a choice. And, you know, we were talking about the subject of tonight's show being positive attitudes and how we do have the power to choose and that we can take control of our lives. Isn't that so?
Yes. I really believe that because, you know, so many things around us, you know, we can let affect us and affect our decisions or our choices, what we want to do, but really, you know, love ourselves, know that we have the power to make our choices, listen to our heart, and believe in ourselves. You know, just believe in ourselves. Even if others don't, we can. And, you know, when we have outside support, that's wonderful, but sometimes we don't. But everything we do comes from within us. And also our choice, am I going to be happy and grateful today? Or am I going to look the other direction and look with eyes of want and what I don't have? And just that choice we make, I believe, sets what is going to manifest and come to us because we are going to get what we put out there energetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a real law of attraction at work in the universe, isn't there?
Yes. I believe that to be so true.
Let's talk just a moment about that. You talked about being grateful, and I think that that's probably the most important attitude that any of us can maintain. And from that point, that's where we manifest, isn't it? Rather than just putting out our desires and focusing on whatever our desires are, we need to remain grateful for what we have, who we are, where we're at, and the like.
Yes, yes. I so agree. Spot on, David. And, you know, I've had people ask me, well, how can I be happy? How can I, you know, I have a hard time getting to that, or how can I focus? And what I say, number one, I believe, just take a moment every morning and think of something you're grateful for. It could be as simple as I'm driving down the road, I'm not without a vehicle, or I have to walk, or I'm not stranded, or I have a warm coat on a cold day. I mean, we can find something to be grateful for. And when we begin our day with gratitude, that stems happiness and joy right there. You know, it's, oh my gosh, I have something to be grateful for. You know, I'm so blessed. Oh my gosh, where else am I going to look at what else may come in? Just keep my eyes open, my hands open to source, to manifestation, you know. I believe gratitude is the number one thing to taking ourselves into joy. I really do.
I believe that too. I believe that too. And what a difference it does make in our level of vibration. I mean, you can feel it in your body.
Yes, yes, yes. It's so huge what the level of vibration that we reside in, the difference that makes in our lives, in so many areas of our lives. I'm very passionate about the different vibration levels. You know, anger, fear, negativity hold us down into this lower vibration. Gratitude, love, caring, compassion. We are in a higher level, higher vibration. And with that, it affects our emotions. It affects our health. I mean, it's not just emotional, it's physical. It really is amazing what that mindset. I really love a gentleman, Alberto Villaldo. When I learned a lot about him during my shamanism training years back. My shaman teacher actually trained under him for about 4 years. But he began with, he was a doctor. He was in a laboratory. They were studying slices of the brain, and they had proof of how our thoughts, our mindset, how it affected us physically. And he quit his job, and he went to South America to learn shamanism. He's a great story.
Sounds it. Well, you know, begins at a thought level, doesn't it? Everything.
It does. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
And a lot of people seem to remain unaware that they have the power to choose their thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
What would you say to them?
I would say you do have the power to choose your thoughts. Everything stems from you. Realize that you have that power and work it like a muscle if you have to. Remind yourself several times during the day if you have to, because we are in a world today where there is so much out there that takes our power. And it can be from a job or a relationship or fear or, you know, anything can make us feel powerless. But we're not powerless. Even if it's our having a positive attitude, you know what, that's going to open up an energy and a vibration, and others are going to feel it. So just right there with making the choice, I have the power, I have this around me, but I'm going to have a positive attitude, I'm going to have a grateful attitude. Just having that is going to affect everyone around us. And you know what? It's going to make a difference how they treat us And it may make a difference at how they look at things. And, oh, my gosh, how exciting is that? That we can each make a difference in the world and in what's around us by the choices and the thoughts that we look at. I get really excited, David. Can you tell?
Yes, I can. Love it.
Yeah.
You know, talk about level of vibration. You are vibrating, girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh,
yeah.
It's
you know, getting
and
back to gratitude, I once interviewed a very, she was a profound minister. Harriet Walden was her name. I trust she's still living, but I had her on the show a couple of years ago, a couple of times. And I asked her what she thought was the most important prayer that you could say. And she simply answered, thank you.
I love it.
Yes. Very simple and eloquent. And isn't that the road into spirituality? It's all very simple, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. You know, truly, I really believe something truly powerful, truly connected to source, you know, it's simple. There's not a lot to think about. There's not a lot we have to feel like we have to learn. We have to this, we have to that. It really is very simple. It's something as simple as what you said, just being thankful and grateful and the power that brings us and the joy that brings us. It's just an easy choice, and it's easy to get caught up with, well, am I doing this wrong, or I have to do this. Oh, my gosh, if I don't meditate 1 hour a day, I'm not going to be where I should be. You know, the need of it, I believe, is just what you said, you know.
Paula, I'm going to do something.
Yes.
You're sounding like talking underwater. What I'm going to do is put a song on, and then I'm going to call you at this phone number and bring you in on the conference call and see if we have better clarity. Okay?
Do you want to call me on my cell phone and we'll see if that works?
Sure.
Better?
What is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
253-732-2550.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and listeners, stay tuned. I'll bring Paula Vale back in just a couple of minutes. And in the meantime, I'm going to play Deanna's favorite song. I see Deanna in the studio tonight in the queue. And that is Throw It All Away by Jennifer Farron. So bear with me, folks. You know I love this song. It just has such a positive message. And Paula, I will be calling you directly.
Okay, thank you. Trauma that can come from holding on.
That was the wonderful Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away. And I'm pleased to let you know that I have Paula Vale back on another line, and it's nice and clear. So, Paula, what do you think about throwing it all away, all the things that don't serve your soul?
Oh, I love it. I love it. That just says it all. I call it pulling weeds out of the garden.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's really pretty easy to do. You know, as soon as you recognize one of those negative thoughts, you can reframe that. You can acknowledge it, say it doesn't serve you, goodbye, and embrace a positive thought instead.
Oh, I love that. I love that. A little analogy that I like to use is think of us as we're in this beautiful flowing river, and the water's warm, we're content, we feel good, we're just flowing, connected to manifestation and positive energy. And when things arise, negative energy, things happen, they're like waves on the top of this river.
Mm.
And we acknowledge it, we don't get in the wave, and we just let the wave go by.
I love it.
We make a decision. Yeah. So I love that. That's how I kind of look at things. I'm not going to get in the wave. The wave hits a rock. It hurts. I'm going to stay out of the wave, stay in the warm, loving flow. Yeah, I love it.
I had a friend who once used the wave metaphor and talked about surfing on it. And that was kind of an epiphany to me, that I had the power to just surf over the crest of whatever disappointments or disillusions or hardships that life could bring and keep reaching for my joy. And I love what Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, what she says about joy, and that is that there's nothing more important than maintaining consistent moments of joy.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I have a sign at my office door that says, if I choose to be happy, no one can stop me. And, oh, my gosh, I believe that.
Well, how can we do that? How can we maintain consistent moments of joy?
Boy, that's a great question, David, because we're human and life is life. So I would say, you know, keep that gratitude coming in. Take the time to have that gratitude. And know that, you know, we're human, so we're going to have times or we're going to have moments where things may bring us down.
Right.
But as the song said, acknowledge it. And if it's something we have to deal with, make a decision how to deal with that with love and compassion.
I think I just lost her. Okay. Well, I'm going to go to the phone lines and say hello to Deanna. And Deanna?
Hi, David.
Hi there. How are you?
Well, I really need to throw a lot of things away today. But I was just thinking for a moment. Your guest Paula is talking about floating on the river, and when there is, I'm going to pronounce this word wrong,
Just keep, he's calling in. Hold on a minute. Saying what you were going to say.
Finish what I'm going to say? Okay, you're sort of steering away from trouble. Just keep steering away from trouble.
So, Deanna, I'm sorry.
Right. You're cutting in and out.
You know, I wonder if the problem is with my phone line.
It could be mine. But we are trying to steer from it, you know.
Yeah, and I'm getting... I'm hearing some other voice talking in the background after I talk. Maybe it's an echo of my own voice.
I don't hear it.
Well, Paula is going to be calling back in. Let me try playing another song, and I'll try coming to you later. Here's Paula. Hang in there, Deanna.
All right.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. Boy, this will be a show to remember.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I'm almost wondering if there's a problem with the studio, because I was just talking to a caller, and there was this reverberation after I was speaking to her, but I'm not getting it with you, so that's good. At any rate, yes, they're all shows to remember for different reasons. And the beautiful thing about this is that we're not letting it take us down. We're just going with the flow, and we can let go of any disappointment or any desire for perfection, because we are human, and technology is made by human beings, and it's not infallible.
Yep. That's why I thought, well, a show to remember. We'll just, yes.
Well, we were just talking about being human before we were disconnected, and some of the challenges with dealing with some of the more unpleasant things that come our way and how we can deal with them.
Yes. And really, you know, there's an example, you know, the recording wasn't perfect because I lost you, but you know what? I'm not going to let that bring me down. I am still having so much fun chatting with you and David and sharing with your listeners. I'm not going to let that bring me down. Really just going to say, hey, that's something that's never happened to me, and I'm just going to look at it as part of the
Right. Well, that's another good topic to talk about, and that is fun, because a lot of people seem to forget that life is supposed to be fun. I mean, it's not always fun, but we can change our attitude about things that seem like drudgery and make them more fun. What would you say about that?
Yes. I love that. I love that, David. And, you know, bringing that fun in makes such a difference in our lives. And it can be as simple as, you know, everyone's different, what makes them happy, the little things. It could be hearing your favorite song and doing a little wiggle, a little dance with it. Or if you're creative, thinking of, you know, something really fun you want to draw real quick or make a note. You know, we're all triggered by different things that is basically our funness. And, you know, we can make a point every day to pull a little bit of that in and enjoy that and bring ourselves the joy from that. Fun is a big part of life. And even with other things going on, we still can pull in that fun.
I think that's such an important notion, and it brings me to the point where it's all about attitude.
Yes, I agree.
And we've talked about that attitude of gratitude, mm-hmm. all of those positive sorts of feelings that we can manifest into our lives that can keep our level of vibration up. What would you like to say about that?
Oh, I believe attitude is, oh my gosh, it sets the tone of the direction we are going to go, you know, in vibration level, in what we accomplish, what we bring into our lives. I think attitude is everything. It's so powerful, and it's ours to create. And when you realize that, oh my gosh, you get so excited. I can create my own attitude. I can walk in a room and have a big smile on my face, and it can change the whole energy in that room. I mean, because of having a positive attitude. And that attitude, you know, as we've discussed, that's going to bring in more, a positive attitude is going to bring in more positive energy, more positive manifestation. Where a negative, if we focus on the negative and have a negative attitude, we are literally asking Source for more of the same. So if we choose to have an attitude, a positive attitude, and look at what we have to be grateful for and what we may be excited for, that's, we're going to bring more of that. I just believe attitude is so powerful, and it's our choice, so it's very exciting as well.
It is. I mean, we really, when you come down to it, are creators of our own experience. And a lot of people might say that we are Source energy actualizing as human beings, that in essence we are a part of God, as God is a part of us. And that makes us very powerful. And a lot of people don't cherish their power, don't even recognize it.
Yes, that's really true. I believe a lot of people don't realize that they really are connected to everyone else. We are all connected. So there's no, this is person's better, that person's not as good. No, we are all beautiful. We are all loving. And we are all connected. We're together on that plane. We really are. And that's when you know that, you see through new eyes, because you realize when you see others, or, you know, you may not know someone's circumstances, why they might be in a bad mood or why something is happening, but you can know that we are all connected. And by our attitude and our raised vibration, we can help others. We can help the planet. We can help the animals. I mean, we can do so much just with our personal attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's one thing I was thinking about that happens to us in the course of our days, and that is that somebody else may come along and throw us a dose of negative attitude, and that's a moment where we have to make a choice whether we're going to reflect that or reflect something else.
Yes. Oh, that's so true. And that can really be a challenge, because, you know, especially depending on the circumstance, that negative, you know, brought upon us really can affect us. But we can make the choice, acknowledge it, but I'm not going to let that in. I'm not going to let it in. And we can make that choice and keep that positive attitude. And it's not easy sometimes. And, you know, it may take a while. It may take some practice. But the more we try to sit back and focus on, I'm not going to let others' negative attitude affect me. Instead, I'm going to have a positive attitude, and it's going to affect them. And it may not be as rough on me the next time.
Right. Well, you know, I used to study A Course in Miracles, and the course would say that when somebody comes along in that position, they're coming from a place of fear, and it's really a cry for help. And so that's an opportunity for us to step up and show love instead of reacting in fear or anger ourselves.
Oh, I love that, David. I love that. And yes, and if we can step up and answer back to that with love and compassion, we stay in that higher vibration where, you know, if we kick back with anger and negativity, you know what? We're coming down to their level of vibration. So, yes, that's a very important thing to think about.
Now, there's something else that I once heard that struck me as rather profound, and I've had people voice different opinions about this, but Anthony DeMello, who is one of my favorite spiritual authors, he was a Jesuit from India, and he maintained that there are two basic states, and those are fear and love, and everything that is positive stems from love, and everything that is negative stems from fear. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would, because fear brings in, you know, like greed is fear of loss. Fear brings in the doubt. Fear brings in jealousy. All of those negative things, where the love brings in the compassion, the joy, the happiness. I would say that's spot on. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our choice which direction we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think that ultimately love is the most powerful influence in the universe, and that if everything positive stems from love, that if we keep that in our hearts first and foremost, that we can do no wrong.
Yes, yes. Oh, I so agree, David. I believe love is the greatest power. It is. It really is.
Tell me a little bit about your Reiki practice. Do you still do that?
I do. I'm actually, because I'm so busy with the radio shows and now the TV show, I don't take new clients anymore, but I still see some of my regular clients, and I still teach Reiki. I love opening the door to Reiki so much. Oh, my gosh. So I do still teach, but it's usually about one class a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I always post on my website my classes, but I can't quit doing that. So.
Yeah.
I love Reiki so much.
Well, I have a friend who's a Reiki practitioner, and for people that aren't aware of what Reiki is, would you care to do a little education?
Sure. Basically, it's I kind of see it as really like a prayer modality almost, because it's us connecting with Source. That energy comes through us. This beautiful, loving energy comes through the practitioner. And this energy goes into the client or surrounds them, the animal, whatever we're sending Reiki to. And it pulls weeds out of the garden. It pulls out blockages. It can heal emotionally, it can heal physically, because it brings balance to our energy field, which enables our body to heal itself. And there's a lot of scientific studies on Reiki now. I love research. It's amazing. And, you know, they scientifically can prove what that Reiki does, such as our immune system. Reiki energy is a huge boost for our immune system. It's huge for pain. It's huge for opening up the chakras, bringing balance to the chakras. It's beyond words. It really is. It's not a religion, but it is spiritual. But yet it's also has its scientific end of it. I have interviewed Reiki masters who are, you know, scientists, engineers that somehow got turned on to Reiki and then fell in love with it. And so they're really on the research end. So it's really fun how there's two sides to it. But basically, the practitioner is not the Reiki. The Reiki energy is coming through them. We open up that door. And I really believe that the stronger connection we have with that source energy is going to be due to and our ego out of it. It's not us. It's coming through us. And trust that that Reiki energy is going to go where that person needs it. It goes into every cell, every tissue, every muscle of their body. The things I've seen happen with Reiki has been just absolutely amazing, what I've seen for clients and animals. I have clients that bring their pets as well. So the client will receive Reiki, and then the pet will receive Reiki. But I've seen some really fantastic things over the years. It's really beautiful. But it's basically just life force energy coming through the practitioner to the client, and it just basically is balancing and bringing healing to that person's energy field, their luminous energy field, their chakras. It goes everywhere. And the Reiki knows what's needed.
Well, it sounds to me that whether or not somebody decides to study Reiki, that some of those principles that you talked about, like letting the ego get out of the way and allowing yourself to be used as an instrument, are things that we all can do in our daily lives to enhance our quality of life and the quality of life around us.
Oh, yes. I love that, David. Yes, because, you know, a lot of times, and here's a little analogy I tell to my Reiki students, you know, with manifestation and growth and connecting to source. You know, have on one hand your goals, what you strive for, your research, what you're looking to do. But on the other hand, have it wide open, trust and love and just allowing source to manifest. Because when we're open, if we're so concentrated on this is what I want, this is what I want, it's almost like we shut a door and we don't let source manifest anything else. We're so focused. But if we have that trust and that openness, oh my gosh, the things you can manifest. I never in a million years dreamed I'd be on a billboard in Times Square. You just never know. And so, you know, just open it up and allow and say yes. And then just say, I'm ready for, you know, beautiful things to manifest, and have that positive mindset. And oh my gosh, what can come through? Yeah. Love it.
Well, that's a challenge for a lot of people, letting it go.
Yeah.
Letting go of the desires and just allowing and trusting. Yeah. Do you have any recommendations to make for people that are having challenges with that?
Yes, I think what I would say is focus on balance, you know, so that you can feed this one side that says, okay, I want this, I want that. And that's okay. Put out there to source, you'd like to have that, and work for that, have your goals, but don't let that control every thought. Don't let that take trust away. Be open to, you know, other things that might come through. Don't let that control you. Because if you're saying, I have to have this, I have to have this, you know what? You're telling yourself, I can't be happy till I accomplish this. So don't worry about that. Say, okay, I'm on a path. I'm striving to have this and I'm working for it. And that makes me happy. It makes me feel good about myself. But I'm happy whether I accomplish that or not. I'm just going to be happy and be positive. And then you're also allowing something that even greater may come forth.
Right. Well, I think that's an important point to make, is that we sometimes are not even acknowledging that greater things can come forth, and that when we focus with tunnel vision on something, that we're not allowing God to manifest wonders that are beyond our wildest dreams into our lives.
Yes, exactly. That tunnel vision actually puts walls up. It is. It's like a fence. And when we have fences in front of us for what we want to accomplish, don't feel like I have to break down this fence. You know what? Just let go of that I have to have, and have some trust. And you know what? You're going to rise above that fence. Instead of a battle, look at it as, you know, what may come through. I love that, David. Just, you know, allow what can manifest. Keep that window open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very important.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. Shall we go and see what thought she might like to share?
Oh, sure. How fun.
Okay. We'll see how this works. I tried bringing her on the line before, and when I lost you, and there was some, it, almost like a reverberation of my voice. So, Deanna, if that happens again, we won't be able to chat long, but let me bring you on the line. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, David. Hi, Paula.
There now.
It's my phone. It's not yours. It's my phone. And when I have the headphones on, it makes it difficult for other people to hear me. I've learned that just now.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful, because it's fine just now.
Right, because I had to remove that, and I can't look at the screen anymore. While you were talking, I was bringing up your website, Paula, and it was coming up halfway because my phone is not working well right now. But then I went to it. I saw one of you in what I thought was the high mountains of Peru.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you were blessed.
Yes, yes. That is where I received my master Reiki training. And, Peru was just absolutely fascinating. I met personally with an amazing shaman, a medicine man, went to some amazing ruins. And, yeah, it was really a very special trip.
I'm sure it was. I heard you talk about Alberto Villoldo. And I've listened to him on Hay House Radio, and he's wonderful. I've listened to Dr. Alberto Villoldo, the gentleman you spoke of earlier that you took your course with. I've heard him on Hay House Radio. You know, Louise Hay?
Yeah. Oh, fun.
And I've listened to about 5 or 6 of his talks, and I like them very much.
Oh, that's fantastic. He's just fun. He's pretty fun.
Yeah. He's knowledgeable, and I think knowledge is fun.
Yeah, and it's so great because, you know, being a doctor and having that, you know, medical and scientific background, and then going into this spiritualism and experiencing how powerful it is, it's really a lot of fun, and it's really fascinating. Just his adventures were really fantastic to read about in some of his books.
There is another doctor. He's an American man. I think he's from Texas, and I never get his name right, but he wrote a book called The Black Butterfly. I think his last name is Black, but I can never remember his first name. And also wonderful, also has traveled all over, and has completely changed many, many persons' views on spirituality because they both come from a medical background, working in a hospital, et cetera. So all these people, you know, I find fascinating. I find that they have the foundation from where to promote their ideas of oneness and communion.
Oh, isn't that so fantastic, Deanna? Yes.
Yeah. And I love your part of the world. I went there once in, gosh, almost 40 years ago, 30-something years ago, and I thought it was so peaceful and beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just love it. Where are you located, Deanna?
I'm at the other end of the United States, southeast in Miami.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So you're a lot warmer than I am.
Yeah. And it's very humid.
And warmer than I am,
really,
too.
Yeah, it's very humid, so take consolation with that.
Oh, so happy to have connected with you, Deanna. So happy to have you listening today. I'm so grateful.
I love the word grace. Before you let me go, grateful, it all comes from grace.
Yes,
and grace
it does.
Is something that I constantly lose. I constantly lose grace, but then I find it again, and it's a miracle.
How do you do that, Deanna?
Oh, just by staying in the river and the algae and the flotsam and everything that is flowing alongside of me and just, you know, steering my way through it.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like you go with the flow.
I try. I don't often succeed, but I do try all the time.
Well, maybe that's something Paula could make a suggestion on.
Please.
Yes. With going with that flow? Yes. Just think, you know, make that point every day, Deanna. You know, think of what you're grateful for. Oh, my gosh, I'm here in beautiful Miami. And think about that beautiful, loving, warm flow that we have, our connection with Source, with manifestation. We are so connected to Source. We are part of Source. And, you know, whenever we struggle or, you know, feel like we're losing a connection or a positive flow, just remember that warm river and that warm, loving flow from Source, from manifestation. And that's what I do sometimes if there's a struggle or, you know, I hear some bad news. I just think of the love that we have around us. I'm big on the angels, the archangels. We are so loved by Source, by, you know, angels, people that we may have met in our life or people that aren't with us. We really, I believe, have so much backing us up. We're not alone. None of us are alone. We have the angels. We have the Source. We have so many people and everything, Source and spirits backing us up. It just, it keeps you going knowing you're not alone. That's a biggie for me.
It is big. Feeling alone and without support is what brings us into fear.
Yes. Yeah.
You said it all, Deanna. You said it all, and we can turn that around on a dime.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. Thank you for the program. And imagine that on a billboard in Times Square. That's
Well, I have been told I have an active imagination. So thank you for that, Deanna.
Thank you. I'll continue
okay,
listening.
Okay, you take. Okay,
best
God
December
bless.
To both of you.
Big hugs.
You too.
Big hugs.
Well, you know, I loved what you were saying about the angels, Paula, because that's something else that we could spend a whole show on, and we just have a couple of minutes left. But I wondered, since you spoke of them, do you have any suggestions on how people can work with angels?
Yes. They are there. They are with us. We only need to ask. Something myself personally, every morning as I start my day, I ask Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Metatron to please be with me. Surround me with your light, love, healing, and protection, and guide me to my highest good and most benevolent outcome. I say that every day. And, you know, I repeat it 3 times. And when I say that every morning, I feel the whole energy in the room change. And I go throughout my day knowing they're with me. And they're, you know, when you meet a person, like let's for an example, you meet someone by chance and, oh my gosh, what a beautiful connection this person is, or you get asked to do something or maybe a job offer. The angels all have parts in that. They're with us. We only need to ask. So what I would say to everyone, take a moment every morning to just ask. And also, I also say, thank you, I love you. You know, have that gratitude. Give them your love.
Yeah, that's an important piece.
Yeah.
And I think the asking also important because they're not going to interfere with our lives unless we welcome them in, are they?
That is exactly right, David. We need to ask. They're waiting there, wanting to help us and love us. I mean, they love us and they're just, but we do, we have to ask. And as you said, I feel it's very important to also let them know we love them and to have gratitude for them. Yeah.
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 Well, I think it's such a sign of strength to reach out for help. And we're not alone at any level. And, you know, angels are part of that. And so when we ask for help, we receive power back. And I think that that's probably a good place to stop for today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes, the angels were with us today. Love you, angels.
Paula, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. So much, David. I'm really honored, and hugs and blessings to you and to all your listeners.
Oh, and to you and to your new career.
Thank you so much.
So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.